They called him Commissar Rahl, and they feared him more than the orcs. He believed morale was best maintained through terror. Executions for retreat, executions for hesitation, executions for not shining your boots. The man didn't command respect. He drained it. During the third siege of Graxis Prime, Rahl's regiment was holding the line against waves of traitor PDF. When the Voxop fumbled a transmission, Rahl drew his bolt pistol. The soldier begged. Rahl didn't flinch. They were outnumbered. Ammunition was down to single digits. No reinforcements. So what did Rahl do? He demanded a frontal charge. Cowardice, he said, is treason. No one argued. Not out loud. But that night, something shifted. The soldiers didn't gather near the fire. They formed a circle. No one said a word. They were waiting for him. When Rahl approached, helmet off, reading from the Imperial Infantryman's uplifting primer, they rose. Not with weapons. Not yet. Just one, then two, then all. Rahl didn't understand at first. He barked orders, accused them of heresy. He reached for his pistol, but it wasn't there. They didn't shout. They didn't cheer. They just acted. One last bolt, then another, then many. They didn't stop until the body was no longer a man, just armor and red mist. They buried him. Not out of honor, but out of fear someone might find the evidence. The regiment fought harder the next day. No one ever mentioned Rahl again, but every guardsman there still remembers.